guys. How you doing? Welcome to my podcast. I have been so excited to get this podcast rolling, and I've been working so hard getting lots of episodes recorded and ready, and I've been researching and writing and just getting like lists of topics ready. Anything that has to do with personal growth and entrepreneurialism and parenthood and, you know, just basically anything that I want to talk about. And then all of a sudden, coronavirus. This just takes over the world, and I feel like this is all we're talking about. And it just feels to me like it makes no sense to start a podcast and completely ignore this topic. This is a hot topic, trendy topic, but also one that can really, really affect us in all those other points of life that I do want to talk about on this podcast. Like I said, personal growth, entrepreneurialism, our business, our career, our family life, our innermost feelings, our psychological wellness, everything. And I don't know about you, but I've actually shared on my YouTube channel before. For those of you who may not know, I'm Canadian born, Canadian raised, and I moved to Israel when I was 21, and I started a YouTube channel when I was 26, and I've shared on my YouTube channel here in Israel that I have ADHD and that I've suffered from anxiety in the past and OCD and little things like that I've shared in the past. And anybody who suffers from anything that I just listed, or, you know, depression or anything that, you know, anything from like that psychological realm, you may know that routine is key. And a lot of times when we're thrown off routine, it can really have a big negative impact on our psychological well-being. And, you know, for me, it's, you know, that fear of what's gonna happen. Not that I necessarily think that, you know, we're on the brink of like total human extermination. No, and I'm actually, to be honest, not that afraid to like get sick with the coronavirus, because, you know, personally, I'm not in that age group that is in real danger. So, you know, I might be sick a little bit. It's not that I'm afraid of the actual illness. It's more of the fear of the unknown, of like, what's my schedule going to look like in a week or two? I can't actually make any plans at the moment, which freaks me out. I get completely anxious about that I don't know what my day is going to look like today, tomorrow, next week, or in a month from now. At the moment here in Israel, my four kids are home with me. School has been canceled. And what freaks me out the most is that nobody can tell us at the moment when school will be back. It's like, we don't know. School's out. Your kids are home with you. Good luck. Cafes, restaurants have been closed. My gym has been closed. Anything that's basically not essential for life has been closed here in Israel, as I'm sure, you know, in many parts of the world where you may be listening to this podcast from. I know in Europe, you know, Italy, my heart goes out to everyone in Italy and what's going on there, and Spain and Germany and France. And, you know, there's so many countries that have been so affected by this. Now we're just starting to see the effects on the Western part of the world, let's say, you know, America and Canada, and we're starting to see it in Mexico. So this is definitely a global issue. This is affecting everyone. And I think that this is definitely having not only psychological effects on us, but also on our kids, and also real effects on our careers and our businesses and our personal growth. And if we feel like we've been taking a few steps forward, this maybe took us a step back. In a lot of aspects. So I felt like I just couldn't ignore this topic. And I know it kind of sucks. Like, it's a big bummer for me that I have to start with my first podcast on my podcast. Like, the first episode on my podcast has to deal with the coronavirus. This is not supposed to be a podcast about, you know, actual events and like current events and the news. No, I want this to be a happy place, but I still think that it's important that we talk about it. So I thought I would share a little bit about, you know, my thoughts and my feelings and some things that I'm trying to do to make things feel better and maybe how we should talk to our children about it. So let's just jump right into this. I will say that if you do have any comments, questions, or if you just want to keep this conversation going, we'll definitely be doing that over on my Instagram. So follow me at Ashley Waxman Bakshi over on Instagram, and I will post something that has to do with this podcast, and we can keep the conversation going there if you're interested. So the first time I heard about coronavirus, I'm not going to lie, was like not that long ago, because I've actually tried to stop watching the news obsessively. I know that sounds kind of weird, especially living in a country like where I am, a country like Israel, where we are literally glued to the news all the time because there's always some kind of political crisis or security crisis, national security crisis, whatever it is. And I just feel like it was really impacting on my happiness and on my actual happiness of being here in this country. So when you're always listening to the news and you're always hearing about the awful things that are happening around you, it can make you question, like, do you actually want to live here? And I know I love living here, and I didn't want to just have those unnecessary thoughts, you know, that clutter, that noise in my mind making me think maybe I don't want to be here anymore, because I know I want to be here, and I know I want to raise my kids here, and I really do love being here. So for the past little while, I've been kind of not really glued to the news, and I've been watching it here and there and listening, you know, to some things that I find interesting. But I feel like things, when there's big, really big things happening in current events, you'll hear about it even if you're not listening to the news all the time, because people on the street, you know, everywhere you go, people are going to be talking about it. So I started hearing about this coronavirus, I would say about a month ago, which I think is pretty late. No, yeah, maybe a little bit more than a month ago, because I did fly to Madrid amidst the whole coronavirus thing. So that was about a month ago. So I've known about it for a little bit longer. And when I did fly to Madrid, I flew with a mask. I was the only person in the airport in Madrid with a mask. I felt ridiculous and took it off. And everyone looked at me like I was the one who was sick. So I just kind of heard about the coronavirus. I didn't know everything. I just kind of knew that it came out of China. It had something to do with a market and bat soup or something like that. So now I've actually watched like a whole lecture about coronavirus, and I feel way more educated and way more able to talk about this. And essentially, just to kind of calm people down, coronavirus is, you know, there has actually been a virus called coronavirus that has been known for a long, 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 long time. And a lot of people would just have like a runny nose and they wouldn't even know they had like the virus, right? It's just those viruses that people get all the time. And basically, from what I understand, is there was this market in Wuhan, China, and there were a bunch of animals sold at this market, which is basically breeding ground for viruses and for the ability of viruses to jump from species to species, and then eventually from animals to humans. And that's eventually what happened to this kind of form of the coronavirus, the COVID-19, which is one that came from a certain type of animal, which I cannot remember its actual name at the moment, but it's like a type of bat or some kind of really strange animal that apparently some people like to eat. So that virus had traveled to some humans from that market. And essentially what they realized in Wuhan, China, was that a lot of people were coming into the hospital with like lung disease and pneumonia. And they were linking all these people back to that one market. So essentially they knew that it was coming from there. And then there was the famous doctor who ended up getting sick. And then he like brought out on social media for the world to know that like China was hiding all this information. And then eventually that doctor passed. He passed away from the coronavirus himself. And basically that's what kind of led the world to know, hey, there's something big going on. And then from there, I guess we all kind of know what happened. And, you know, the Chinese government blocked off some areas and there was full closure. And quarantine and people weren't allowed out. And then eventually from that point, it was kind of too late. And this had already traveled to some other countries. And now it's all over the world. And we know that Italy has been hit really bad. And like I said, a few other countries in Europe. And here in Israel, we have just passed the 200 mark. So there are 200 people sick with the coronavirus here. Our mortality rate is so far okay. At the moment, nobody has died here in Israel, but I'm assuming it's just a matter of days until that does happen. People are pretty freaked out, and the kids are hearing, you know, all the older people talking about, like, we can't go outside, coronavirus, your school has been canceled, coronavirus. So what do these kids actually know about the coronavirus? So basically, what I, you know, for general ideas and principles for talking to your kids, obviously depends how old they are. My kids are very young. My oldest is 5.5. I have a 4-year-old, and then I have 2 much younger babies, which, you know, there's no point to even explain anything to them because they're so small and they can't even talk. But so for my 2 girls who are 4 and 5.5, I, first of all, try to remain calm and reassuring when I'm talking to them about it and when I'm talking about it around them and not being like, you know, all panicky and stuff and just like, yeah, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. I actually sat down and I gave them honest and accurate information about the coronavirus. I explained to them what it was, where it came from, and what the potential dangers are. And I explained to them that for children, generally, it's not dangerous, and that the fear is not that they're going to be sick and die. Because my oldest, Leah, she asked me, she said, are we all going to die from corona? And I said to her, you know, the fear is not that we're all going to die. The fear is that we may be passing this on without us even knowing to other people that they may die from it because they have weak immune systems or because they're a little bit older. That's the fear. We don't want this spreading all over the world because we don't want those people who are in more danger to be in even more danger. So I had to explain to her and firstly calm her down that she was not in direct danger. So I think that really did calm her down. And, you know, I think the next tip is make yourself available to actually listen to them and talk to them about it, because just avoiding it is going to make it worse. They're going to start thinking in their head, oh my God, what's this coronavirus? We're all going to die. You know, make yourself available, talk to them, answer their questions when they have questions. And really pay attention to what your children are seeing on TV. My daughter came up to me. I didn't even know she had seen this, but I guess the news was on or her dad was watching TV or something. And then, you know, there's those images that we all seen on TV coming out of Iran where people are literally like lying on the streets. And she said to me, I saw people dying on the streets because of coronavirus. And I said to her, oh no, what? Where did you see that? What are you talking about? And then I realized that she had seen it. So first of all, don't let your young children watch those kind of things. Make sure the news is not on when they're around, because it is quite frightening for children as well as for us. And basically, I said to her, you know, those are homeless people. They don't have a home. They're sleeping on the streets, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want her to freak out. But do try to be as honest as possible, you know, in terms of their age and if it's appropriate. I'm not going to tell a 5-year-old, yep, those people were dead. Those people you saw. No, I don't think that's right. And I think just what's really important is, you know, to teach them and teach everyone around you that the most important thing they can do to protect themselves is so easy. It's just literally washing your hands with soap and water every time you go to eat, after the bathroom. You know, make it a habit to do it at least once an hour, once every 2 hours. Stay at home as much as you can. Use hand sanitizer if hand washing is not available at the moment. And then what are the symptoms? You know, explain to them that if they're feeling a fever or, you know, coughing or things like that, that they should let you know that they're not feeling well. And that's pretty much, you know, what I think we should do with our kids in terms of talking to them about it and keeping them calm. And then I'd like to talk a little bit now about like how to actually survive our day to day now that our kids are home, now that we are at home, and a little bit about what you know, my fears are. So initially, the first thing I thought of when I realized that my kids were not going to go to school, I literally said to myself, oh my God, how am I going to get any work done? So it took me a second to kind of put things in proportion and say, okay, you know what? Let's prioritize. Let's get in the big scheme of things. Let's think again, what's really important in life? And for me, what's really important in life is the health of me and my family and for us to be together. And so I kind of said, you know what? I'm going to switch, make a shift in my mind. I'm going to switch the way I'm looking at this situation. I'm going to make the best out of it. I'm going to make the most out of it. And I'm going to try to come out stronger as a person and as a mother. And I realized that in, you know, the past little while, I've actually, a lot of things that have not been in my control, I haven't been happy with some things in, you know, the education of my children. And I was, the first thing I said was, great, I'm going to have more time with them at home so I can actually teach them the things that I want to teach them. Whether it's English, whether it's proper manners, to stop shouting all the time around the house. So actually now, you know, I have the opportunity to make those differences in my children's lives, be more active, be more present. And I actually just 2 weeks ago filmed a YouTube video where I told my viewers, you know, that I had a really hard time because I was working so hard and I missed my children. So it's like, oh, here the universe is giving me back that time that was taken away. So I'm trying to find, you know, the best out of this situation. As you can see, I'm still here, you know, recording this podcast. I'm still getting videos out onto YouTube. So I asked my niece, who's 17 years old, doesn't have school and works at a restaurant that's been closed. I said to her, can you come help and babysit? So I have paid for my niece to come and babysit, take the kids out. Just to like a little park here beside our house for them to, you know, release some energy, get out of the house, have a good time, but also to give me my 2 or 3 hours a day to keep having things go on. So I'm trying to find the best, you know, I'm trying to make the best situation for myself where I can kind of have a little bit of both worlds. So I am going to have that time with my family, but I'm also going to have that time to work as well. My employees, I've for the moment enabled them to work from home just because I really don't want to put anybody in danger, and anything that is not urgent then, you know, can wait another week or two and they can work from home. But for me, like the really, really, really big bummer is I have my own brand, cosmetics brand, and my factory, my manufacturer is in Milan in Italy, and that is playing a big toll on my brand. I wanted to launch before we have a holiday here, you know, the Easter holidays here in Israel, it's Passover, so I wanted to launch my next product before Passover. Not going to happen because the manufacturer is not obviously able to produce at the moment in Italy. So, you know, I could look at it like, oh, this is devastating for my career. This is devastating for my business. Or I could just, you know, again, put things in proportion and say, this is life. Remember that we are healthy and happy. And, you know, it might be a harder year, but next year will be better. Now I know it's kind of easy for me to say, and some people might be listening to this and saying, well, you know, both me and my husband are going to have to probably shut down our businesses. We are the owners of small businesses and we're not going to be able to survive this. Well, you know, I understand, and this is devastating, and I think this is just an even better reason to talk about how important it is in business to plan ahead and plan for that rainy day or that devastating day, and to always have a plan B up your sleeve, especially if you're an entrepreneur. You cannot have all your eggs in one basket. You need to have your savings. You need to have, you know, like I said, that plan B. What happens if your company shuts down immediately, overnight, and you have children at home and you have a mortgage to pay, you have bills to pay, you've got a car, you've got, you know, you've got people to feed. You cannot leave yourself in the situation where if business goes bad, you're all left on the street. I know it's much easier said than done, because oftentimes we do put all our eggs in one basket because that's the only way we can make our company work. We can, that's the only way we can do it. I guess my best advice is to get the help of friends and family as much as possible to help you, you know, if it's with your kids or to help you with the cooking or with the cleaning or whatever it is that will help you at the moment so you can free up for 10 minutes and or half an hour or even an hour or two to be with your company, to be with your business, to think about what you're going to do, how you're going to pivot this maybe to your benefit. What can you do a little bit differently? Should I let all my employees go for now? Should I continue working at a loss because hopefully in a month or two things will get back to business? Like, what is the best route for my company? And that's not something obviously I can say over this podcast because I don't know you and I don't know your company, but you should definitely think about that. Like, what is the actual best solution? What's the best route? And unfortunately for many of us, the best route will be to shut down the company, which is devastating. And you know, it not only is it devastating from a financial perspective, but it is devastating from a psychological perspective and from an ego perspective, something that you've put your heart and your blood and sweat and tears into, you know, to think that within days, this whole thing could just disappear, just could be really, could take you into a really bad, bad place, a really bad mental and emotional place. Don't let it. Don't let it. Remind yourself that this is something that the whole world is dealing with. You are not in this alone. Literally, like if there is something, you are not in it alone. It is this. We are all affected by coronavirus. I don't think one person on this planet has not been affected by the coronavirus. So just remember that if times are looking so hard and so down and irreversible at the moment, you are not alone. And just as it's going to be hard for you, maybe for the next little while, it's going to be hard for so many other people. And we are going to be able to grow together, whether it is emotionally, mentally, financially. And I guess, again, just reminding ourselves what is really important. And it is, of course, the health of ourselves and our loved ones. So I guess, you know, Hopefully this made you feel a little bit better. I know I don't have all the answers and we are literally in such a state of unknown right now that it does make me anxious as well. I get super anxious not knowing like what, where, who, why. Like it just makes me so confused in my mind. So I'm sorry that I couldn't be the bearer of better news. But I think just talking about it and just getting our feelings out and maybe just hearing the way I feel. Oops, sorry, something just fell. Maybe just hearing the way I feel about it will make you feel better knowing that you're not alone in your thoughts and your feelings. So what can we do now that we're at home all the time? So in order to better ourselves, try to maybe take up or finally do those things that you've wanted to do that you never had time for, that now you're like literally stuck at home and now you have absolutely no excuses. So if you want to do yoga, take out a mat, take out that carpet. You don't even need a mat. You could do it on a towel on the floor and open up that YouTube channel and Google yoga for beginners and go ahead, take an hour and do yoga for yourself. You want to meditate? Meditate. You want to learn how to cook? Take this opportunity to get your kids involved or whoever it is. Watch a few YouTube videos and start cooking. I know I started off this morning by making pancakes for me and my kids. It was really fun, even though they didn't come out so great. My kids didn't love them, but you know, we tried and we did something together. Read a book. You know, try not to be glued to the news. Try to do something that will actually make you feel better. And hang in there. I'm sure we will get through this. And, you know, I love you all. I'm going to send you big hugs and kisses. And just remind yourselves every day what is truly important in life. And I will see you here next Monday with a new and exciting podcast. So love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.